Pilgrims and tourists from different nationalities crowded into St. Peter's Square for the second Easter Mass celebrated by Pope Benedict. A sea of flowers adorned the steps of the basilica. Bells pealed, and then the sound of the choir rang out across the square. The Pope appeared in brilliant golden vestments to preside over a joyous celebration on Christianity's most important feast day, which marks the day Jesus resurrected 3 days after his death. At the end of the Mass, the Pope addressed a huge crowd from the central balcony of St. Peter's Basilica overlooking the square. "Christ is risen, peace to you," he said at the start of his Easter message to Christians all over the world. Then the Pope made an impassioned appeal for world peace. Pope Benedict lamented the slaughter in Iraq and the growing unrest and instability in Afghanistan.
Nulla di positivo purtroppo viene dall'Iraq.
Nothing positive comes from Iraq, he said, which is torn apart by continual slaughter as the population flees. But the Pope did note that there are some signs of hope in the dialogue between Israelis and Palestinians. Speaking of the Church's concerns in the world, he said how much suffering exists with natural calamities and human tragedies that cause innumerable victims and enormous material destruction. The Pope mentioned the scourge of hunger, of incurable diseases, of terrorism and kidnapping of people, and of the thousand faces of violence which some people attempt to justify in the name of religion. The Pope also turned his thoughts to the African continent.
Nel Darfur e nei paesi vicini permane una catastrofica.
Pope Benedict mentioned the catastrophic and underestimated humanitarian situation in Sudan's Darfur region. He spoke of the violence and looting in Congo, which raises fears for the democratic process and reconstruction of the country. The Pope also said that renewed fighting in Somalia has driven away the prospect of peace, and cited Zimbabwe, saying the country is in the grip of a grievous crisis. Thousands listened to the Pope's words in a sun-filled St. Peter's Square. Millions more watched him on television as he wished the world a happy Easter in 62 different languages. Pope Benedict now heads to the papal summer residence at Castel Gandolfo in the hills south of Rome for a few days of rest. When he returns to the Vatican, the Pope has two important dates on his calendar: his 80th birthday on April 16th and the second anniversary of his election as Pope 3 days later. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.